Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here's a question for you. Today, after we've seen this meltdown last night with Joe Biden in slow motion that we've seen all along. Remember Robert Hur? Remember the special prosecutor who had one of the few times, and we made mention of this, one of the few objective sources that had him for an hour and a half over the allegations, which I think are true, around documents, sensitive documents, classified documents that President Biden shared with his biographer to make a lot of money. Remember that? How bad would the Hur tape be, the tape with Robert Hur, if America saw that play out for an hour? Remember how they savaged this guy? Remember how they savaged him? Now that the world has seen this, now that we've actually see it play out, and again, this is going to be hard to come back from. The next debate is not for another 11 weeks. But the other person, in addition to the media, we should be focusing on today is Dr. Jill Biden, who is still out. I told you, my theory is they went with Biden, the players behind the scenes. They thought he's the only one that can win in 2020, continued this subterfuge. A lot of reasons. Dr. Jill Biden wants to be there in the White House. I think Joe Biden ceremonial does too. But there are players behind the scenes that have vast power now because of this vacant president. The Ron Klains of the world, the Susan Rices, the Obamas spilling over, other people in the White House we don't even know. And they don't want to give that up even a little bit. So they will continue this. And they will continue to tell us we're just making it up. Well, I think it's almost, except for Chris Coons, his buddy from Delaware today, who said this was just one bad debate. So what we saw last night, let's focus too on President Trump for a moment. In basketball, in the NBA, you have 24 seconds to get a shot off. 24-second rule. And one of the worst things you can do is to foul someone in the 22nd, 23rd, or right around the 24th second. In other words, to bail them out. Trump last night did a beautiful job, disciplined, in not bailing Biden out. Now, I know you could say, come on, Dom, there were opportunities there where he should have taken him out even more. I get that. I get it. Wasn't perfect. But this was a disciplined Trump. This was a Trump that took a shot here and there. This was a Trump that was very good at pivoting away from just about everything after initially answering it and weaving in and out throughout illegal immigration, the harm to Americans, the outright carnage that's happening. Beautifully done on that. Now, there are areas we can critique, but today's not the day with the next debate, if there is another one, with President Trump of some things that might be done. So what happened last night is we saw Biden, we've seen all along, and I'm very glad, too, that President Trump was able to weave in, and a lot of you have been in the camp, and I agree, that Afghanistan, thank God, didn't go away. We saw it come back last night. We saw the nonsense with this guy, the non-firing of generals, saying nobody's died on his watch. What about the people in Afghanistan? Trump did a very good job at bringing that back. As far as the moderators, they didn't jump into the ring. And now the world is, why didn't they jump in and fact check? Well, if you're going to fact check Trump, how did Biden do with the tall tales and the six handicap in golf? I'm a golfer. I know it's a silly side thing, but come on, this guy had a six handicap. That would mean he'd shoot around 76, 77, something like that on most days when he was vice president. No way. I'll take everything I have and I'll put that on the table. There's no way with that. It was silly. All right, so those are some of the things that happened. Now, what happens going forward after seeing this baggage, after seeing how this plays out? Well, I think what you'll see, first of all, Biden said it to North Carolina today, which is a pipe dream. It indicates to me he ought to be going to Georgia or Arizona, that the Democrats in the Biden campaign, they think Georgia and Arizona are gone already. And somehow or another, they think they see something in North Carolina. North Carolina is not going to vote for Joe Biden. But I think it's a tell that Georgia and Arizona might be gone. You see how this is shaping up. I mean, we still have an election to win here, despite this. Things are fluid. The sentencing of President Trump is on July 11th. Think about that. What might Marchand do now? Would he be emboldened to put President Trump in prison? My gut instinct says no now, but he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. Is that how far they'll go to try to win? But that wouldn't be a winning strategy. Just imagine America now if Marchand sentences Trump to prison in the middle of all this. But it could happen. Then we still have the Trump VP choice, and that might play out almost to the election. I could see J.D. Vance in this scenario. All right, so those are some of the things that happened last night. Now we move on here on the Dom Giordano Show, and we'll talk about them today. Bill O'Reilly's going to be here at 12:30. We have Jeff Van Drew. We have Congressman Wesley Hunt that people love. We got a great side question. We are loaded up today. Of course, we'll be talking face-to-face. You got to come out to Mulligan's July 3rd as we celebrate this coming Wednesday, July 4th. Jeff Van Drew there in person, and our chance together to kind of talk about all this and the developments that will happen. Now, those dates, July 4th, are important. So I think the Biden people around him, they're not going to relent and say he's dropping out now. There's going to be talk of, all right, let's give this a few days. John Fetterman is the one out there saying that. Let's give this a few days, see what the polling is, see how this plays out, see who does what, okay? And then that'll take us through July 4th, the July 4th holiday, into next week. By next week, though, you could start to see things harden. And still, the way that I see this, I don't know how you jump over top of Kamala Harris. I'm still in that camp. I know people say, oh, put her on the Supreme Court. Sotomayor is not going to retire. But they got to know that Kamala Harris is more unpopular, not less popular. That's the wrong way of phrasing it, because Biden's not popular, and she's certainly not popular, but she's even more unpopular than Biden, meaning I believe she has a less of a chance to win than Biden. So you have this immovable force, and you have the need of the Democrats to move on. Michelle Obama, there is no indicator, and that would be the person to turn to. I know Newsom out there. Now, I've had Newsom in studio, you know, once. He was personable enough. He looks great in person, all that stuff. But he hasn't been vetted running for president, and what we have seen is all going to come back on him. So he may look good standing there, but the record is bad. He's never been in a real fight. So we'll see what happens if they try to. Now, here's how it would work as we understand it, the election rules. If Biden will not drop out, he has the right number of pledged delegates to him. They must vote for him if he stays in as a candidate. And then after the convention, There are rules that indicate in case of death or disability or whatever. So you may see them go after, but that would be messy. After Biden and the Obamas coming together with Schumer and the Clintons and saying, that's it. We can't. We're going to lose with this 25th Amendment. They're not going to say it in the cabinet, but something along those lines. And they then could attempt to tag in whom? Who would it be? Can Newsom just jump over top of an African-American female? Or would it lighten the load? There are other contenders out there. And one that would be, anathema. Gretchen Whitmer. Remember that name. The governor of Michigan. A lot of people floating that today. Of course, Hillary's out there circling. Now, Hillary has even more baggage this time. She's a loser. She lost to Trump the last time. So you see why they're pitching toward Newsom. But you still have Kamala Harris there. Identity politics, they did it. They put her in there for no good reason. She couldn't even stay in the race. She dropped out before a vote was cast in 2020. Because James Clyburn put Biden over the top, and the price was an African-American female vice president setting up the line of succession. She's been an abysmal failure. The polling indicates that. It will continue to indicate that. So she's not a threat, I think, to beat President Trump. But Biden, after last night, unless we see something miraculous, might be less of a threat. So they're in a real dilemma. And I'm sure there are those that are saying we're going to tag in Newsom. We'll see. We'll see if you can do that based upon their party politics. But again, I would love to see, and America should see, that's what we ought to be calling for now in one voice. Okay, you say last night was only a one-off. It was just that debate. He had a cold. He was hoarse. I could tell. Okay. All right. Let's see the tape with Robert Herr. Let's see that hour and a half. Let's see what it looked like. Is Herr not telling the truth? Let's push for this. You say last night was just a poor sample size. Let's see him. The point is, these people are liars. These people that say behind the scene he's as sharp as ever. Up and down the line. Michael Douglas recently. What are they watching? They're either directly lying or they want to see it that way because it's helpful to stop Trump. That's how they comfort themselves. But we saw it play out last night. There is no doubt about it. And this herd tape, imagine seeing that. Imagine that. The AP even, no friend of conservatives, called Biden on many answers last night, hauling. Hauling. Warning Joe today, and we're going to play you a lot of this today. We've got a lot of sound. Had a bit of a shouting match. Mika going off the reservation. How dare you say he should be out? And talking about people should calm down. And Joe having to tell her, the husband, you're the only one, Mika, raising your voice. So this did shatter them because I guess they bought their own lie. They bought their own lie that Biden is okay. You know, it's just some stuff. Trump is just as bad. The age is the same. Stop it with the age. It's not the age. It's a person. Anybody watching Trump last night with Biden would have thought there's a 20-year gap in age, at least. And that's not going to go away if there's another debate. So this is kind of murky at this point. I still don't think it's a fait accompli that they're going to get Biden to drop out. And I certainly...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't think it's a fait accompli that Gavin Newsom has a clear path to just jump in there, the knight in shining armor. And even if he did get in there, it's going to be messy. Kamala Harris's political career will be over if she doesn't get this nomination. Imagine she's put in there to be the successor. They jump over her saying she's a loser. How does she come back from that? She knows that. She's smart enough to know that calculation. She's not going to settle to be the governor of California. So I'm not saying they might not be able to take her out. That might happen for their own purposes, but it will be messy. All right, we got a great side question today, 855-839-1210. We got O'Reilly coming up at 1230. This week, it was yesterday today, National Coconut Day. So when I read this with Dan, I immediately think coconuts, desert island, deserted desert island. And then Dan added, okay, desert island, what are we going to do with that? You know that game. Tell me the one song you would take with you, the one book, the one movie. If you were going to be stranded on a desert island, we're going to do the inverse. We're going to do the opposite. Give me that song that would be hell on earth forever if you had to listen to only one song. You want music, right? Give us that song. I'm going to take off the board. We are the champions. Every time. It's an okay, but you hear it again and again and again. It's just too much. It's every time. It's overdone. So I'm taking off the board. We are the champions. Give us that all-time song that would be misery for you if that's the only thing you could take to that desert island to listen to. We'll get Dan's coming up. I mentioned Mulligan's again, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Do hope you join us this coming Wednesday, July 3rd. We're going to have our local Patriot of the Year. We'll announce there. It's a great guy. And Jeff Andrew will be there around 1:30. We think for a half hour or so. He is plugged into all things Trump. What's happening next? He's on the show today at 1:45. And he's a scotch drinker. So we're going to do a little scotch tasting, I believe. I will indulge too, along with Jeff Andrew. It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right there in Wildwood. You're coming down anyhow. You're going to be in the area. You got to pop over and celebrate with us and bond together around what has happened here. This is a path for Trump that is even better than what we saw when we were talking about this yesterday. But it's not over. How many twists and turns will we have? The VP choice. We have the sentencing coming up. We have God knows what the Democrats will do and the events of the day. The biggest danger here is Biden is still president for 7 months. Our enemies around the world, seeing this last night, they already were ready to pounce. How will that play out? Well, we'll see. Still not convinced, though. You got to convince me today, 855-839-1210, that you can just jump over Vice President Harris. How is that going to happen? How are you going to maneuver that? And why? Why do we want Joe Biden to be out at this point? We have a knowable here. We know how bad this is. I don't see any way that he can win. So why not keep Joe Biden in, keep more stumbling, more of this type of stuff, keep it going? That would be the dream scenario to me. I don't care that the Democrat candidate is not a good nominee. Is this affected? That's on them. We have one goal here, to win, to restore the country. So I say, hope Biden stays in. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with Don Giordano. We'll get Dan's coming up and your calls here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Read the entire book on the presidents. And two things, just the distilling second to none of each president, but also the eye. I tell listeners, if you think you know the presidents, how some of them died, you don't know it till you read this book. It's incredibly insightful and fun, particularly the Taft stuff and a few others.
Well, I appreciate you reading it, Dom. You know, you're one of the few guys who takes the time to read this stuff, digest it, so you can have an intelligent conversation with me and perhaps others. It's going to be a huge book. We got about 50,000 in advance already, and the book's not, you know, won't be out till September 10th, so we're rolling here. But it's relevant to today. We do discuss Biden. Both Martin Dugard, my co-author, and I have a different opinion of him, and Trump. So it makes the book very, very lively, and we're hoping everybody will respond when it comes out.
Confronting the President's No-Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. Now, Bill did a show earlier this morning. It was like our Meet the Press here locally. Really well-connected guy on the show to Democrats. Thinks that Hakeem Jeffries, if Biden bows out, which I'm still in the camp that he's not going to. I'm not going to know what you say. But Hakeem Jeffries, because of the affinity of people in Congress for him, that's what they would be reduced to. So, hey, Bill, last night, what's your biggest moment or takeaway?
Well, I've said since March is going to be a big occurrence that's going to define the vote in November. And last night was the big occurrence. So Biden's done. He's finished. And you can spin it any way you want. But, you know, the voters saw him and he's obviously cannot do the job. So he isn't going to run. And what happens is the process, the Democrats have to figure out who they want. I'm hearing Josh Shapiro, the governor of your state, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, is getting a close look. But they don't really have anybody that the American voter knows. So they could run Hakeem, but nobody knows him. He'd lose. If they run Newsom, it would be like Nixon-McGovern. Because Newsom has just destroyed the state of California. How can you defend that madhouse? So they're in trouble. Kamala, she's around. She wants it. So I can't guess. But I can tell you with certainty that my prediction that Biden wouldn't be on the ticket is going to come true. He cannot come back from what happened last night.
All right. Might have a pizza bet. I'm a diehard. I mean, I agree with you. He shouldn't be. But there are a lot of forces there still keeping him there. Bill. Trump last night, not perfect, but more disciplined. The mic being cut, he knew that, but it was in his mind to be more disciplined. He left some things on the table where he could have put Biden away more, but why risk it? Why do it? You've seen today, Bill, the January 6th case. I think this has legs for Trump perceptually. Supreme Court saying these guys that were guilty of something but not obstruction, you have to be taking documents and burning them and doing that type of stuff. I think this might give a little bit of leeway to Trump on January 6th. So Trump last night, what do you think?
Well, he exaggerates too much.
Right.
He doesn't have to do that. I think his record in reality is pretty darn good. But, you know, I mean, it's all about showmanship, and he's out there, and he's never been a disciplined guy. You read the United States of Trump. I outlined the whole thing about how he lives, what he does. So he exaggerated. And then, of course, the anti-Trump people pick up on that, and they try to obscure the good things that he did. But, again, it really wasn't about Trump last night. He did present himself in a more disciplined way. He didn't take the bait. You know, he got down to mud. There was one little mud fest there and back and forth between them. But, you know, you expect that at this point. So Trump emerges as, you know, the big winner of the debate. Now he's got to capitalize on that. And I don't think the way to go ahead is to continue to kick Biden in the mouth. I think you might even show some sympathy to the man.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy is not mentally fit. And I'm not mocking him. That's a fact. And I'm not celebrating that. And Trump did some of that. You know, he said, I wouldn't be running if I thought that the president was in good shape. But he's not. And that's why I'm running. So if you look at Trump's presentation last night, it was better than 90% of his other presentations. You know, I think
Definitely.
That's a fair statement.
Bill, going forward now, I've been in the camp that ultimately inflation, diminishing Americans, what Biden has done that he didn't have to do is the issue. But I could see even Trump last night weaving in and out in various ways, not perfect, the issue of illegal immigration, all the different impacts and bringing that up. And emotionally, that issue is resonating. If it's not Biden and it's someone else, which one of those issues is the powerful issue in your view and the people you talk with?
Well, Trump crushed Biden with the immigration madness and the violence that's come out of it. He crushed him. I'm going to read you, Dom, and your audience, a quote. After Trump went in and talked about the young girls who have been raped and murdered and their families, and remember, he could have said to Biden, you haven't called one of these families. I was surprised he didn't say that, because Biden has not, when Trump has. But after he got through with all of that, hitting Biden in the head with the violence that has accompanied the open border, here's what Biden said, quote, look, there's so many you women, including a young woman who was just murdered, and he went to the funeral. Who's he?
Right.
The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in. They talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of women, young women, being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers, and sisters. It's just ridiculous.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean, that, in my research of every president, I have never seen a worse statement uttered by any president. That is the worst statement ever made by an American president.
Bill, he's coached up. They're going to try to go to abortion. And I believe Trump, in his own way, in his own gut instinct, is not Ron DeSantis with the Florida law. Trump gets it. And whether it's mangled or not, he's been able to deflect in ways that other Republicans have. I don't think they're going to lay a glove on Trump when it comes to the issue of abortion in a significant way.
Dom, let me cut through a lot of this. And I hope it doesn't hurt your talk show franchise. None of this matters anymore. Abortion doesn't matter. Inflation doesn't matter. The border matters, because this is an ongoing thing. Today in Syracuse, New York, another young woman killed allegedly by a migrant. Every day we're seeing this. But it doesn't matter anymore. Joe Biden is not mentally capable of being president. That's it. So what Trump has to do is capitalize on that fact. It's a fact now. Where do you see the polling? It comes up. All right. And say to the American people, here's what I'm going to do for you. Almost ignore Biden at this point. Biden destroyed himself. And then, but what Trump has to do to consolidate support, because believe me, they're going to come after Trump. You're going to see, it's already in motion. You're going to see accusations, new things against Trump. Where do you see what happens now? But Trump has to now address the election as, here's what I'm going to do for you. Very specifically. You can't be going, I'm going to solve the Ukraine war in 2 weeks, and don't tell anybody how. You can't keep doing that. You got to be very specific on what you are going to do. And it only has to be three or four things, most of them financial.
Right, exactly.
The border is, of course, huge. So people go, oh, abortion, oh child care, oh, none of that matters anymore. It's gone because of Biden's mental state.
Did you see that President Obama and Ron Klain are meeting with him around this time with President Biden?
Yeah, Yeah, because they're trying to say to him, Joe, it's over.
Right.
That's what that meeting's about. It's over.
Yeah.
So do what LBJ did in 1968, you know, resign, say, look, I'm going to carry my term out, but I'm not going to run again, and then we'll put somebody else on the ticket.
Well, we'll see, Bill. There's still Dr. Jill Biden. I think she wants to be in the White House. You think this is easier to get him out of there?
Well, look, the Bidens live in a delusional world, but the big victory last night wasn't for Donald Trump. It was for Americans who do not want the progressive movement to take this country over, as it has in California, mm-hmm. here in New York, where I am, in Illinois. The progressive movement took an enormous blow last night. That is the takeaway here. Biden is done.
All right.
And the progressives behind him don't have really anywhere to go.
The book, Bill, Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments, From Washington to Biden, is out when?
September 10th, the night of the second debate, which won't be Joe Biden.
You made that point, but people can certainly pre-order right now. I mean it. I thought I knew a lot about the presidents, read several books, but just how some of them actually died, just the 29-course meals they were eating. What the heck?
Yeah.
For 100 years in the White House, Bill, we had guys that are 300 pounds, or Grant is putting on 100 pounds at the time as he's president. It's crazy.
Listen, Dom, I think you're going to learn on every page you'll learn something, and it's an entertaining read. We appreciate you reading it, as always. And, you know, people will learn a lot about their country if they read Confronting the Presidents.
Thank you, Bill. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks for having me.
Can you imagine? Josh Shapiro. Oh, my God. So there's any number of them. But they must have felt that the better choice all along was Biden. Kidded themselves. The media ate it and abetted him. I wasn't shocked last night. I don't think you were shocked watching this. I think he did have he was very hoarse in the beginning. They could have announced that, I guess. But let's zone in on Trump. Not perfect. There were a number of spots where he could have done better locking things down. But discipline, pivoted, as we talked about, out of the January 6th. I'm not in the camp, Dan. You're Mr. Conspiracy here. This was not a massive conspiracy to set up Biden. You know what I mean? That the idea was this was planned all along so they could get him out.
You don't think so?
No, it's hurting them. How is this helping them? Now it's open warfare here. Plus, Trump has some space now to kind of consolidate after last night and make several gains here.
My counter argument would be that that's the reason why they did it so early here in June is, you know, you have enough time to recover from something like this. You throw somebody else in there, you can come out looking, you know, a diamond after coming in coal, you know?
You really don't have a chance to recover here. I don't see it that way. It's not that much time to be recovering knowing the person. These people are unvetted. That's always a problem. You know, they haven't gotten a presidential vet here.
I mean, I see what the Democrats are going to do here, and they're going to essentially blame all their failures on Biden's mental incompetency and continue with their crap policies and put in someone and ruse the American public into thinking that they're going to be good for the country when we know they're not going to be.
Well, I don't see the chances of success with that being high, because when you have all these Democrats vying for it, they're going to be killing each other over this stuff. They're going to be slipping material in there. And Kamala Harris isn't just going to be booted out. She goes from a VP to nothing all of a sudden. She doesn't even get that. That's too much. The moderators, I didn't like the debate. They didn't do anything to Trump, really, though. They didn't ask tough questions of Biden, per se. Dana Bash did call him former President Trump. And Jake Tapper called him President Trump, which is the right thing to do. All right, let's go to, hit his impressions at this point. This is pretty fluid. We know that they're meeting with Biden. I do think that I still think inflation is the thing that's really hit the average American. But emotionally, what we're seeing come over from the border is big time stuff. And at this point in time, it's going to carry. Here is Anderson Cooper. This was the big moment. Now, I never would feel sorry for Kamala Harris. I mean, the worst hack imaginable. But she had to carry the load last night with Anderson Cooper questioning, how could Joe Biden been allowed to get to this point? Here's how it sounded.
CNN's John King has described a panic inside the Democratic Party right now because of President Biden's performance in tonight's debate. He's been hearing from Democratic lawmakers and others around the country. Some within your own party are wondering if President Biden should even step aside. What do you say to that?
Listen, first of all, what we saw tonight is the president making a very clear contrast with Donald Trump on all of the issues that matter to the American people. Yes, there was a slow start, but it was a strong finish. And what became very clear through the course of the night is that Joe Biden is fighting on behalf of the American people, on substance, on policy, on performance. Joe Biden is extraordinarily strong.
But I'm sorry, on substance and policy and performance tonight, I mean, the president's performance tonight clearly was disappointing for his supporters. CNN is reporting Democratic lawmakers watching the debate were worried about the president's performance. One said it was a disaster. Another called it a train wreck. Those are Democrats especially worried that Biden did not punch back on Trump's lies.
Listen, people can debate on style points, but ultimately this election and who is the president of the United States has to be about substance. And the contrast is clear. Look at what happened during the course of the debate. Donald Trump lied over and over and over again, as he is wont to do.
Okay. The point is here with the moderators, et cetera, they're under fire, CNN, because they didn't jump into the ring to rescue him, as I thought they might. Then as it went on, I thought, no, they're not going to sack. This is too far gone. If it were just a little bit of Biden being off, they might have tried to help. But their read was my read and your read that this is a disaster. Biden had no one. Now the thing is, they've convinced themselves Trump is very beatable. Here is Dr. Joy Behar on The View, today, it was funereal, blaming the moderators.
There was something about the debate that threw him into this state that he was in, because watch this. While Donald Trump was probably enjoying a celebratory platter of cheeseburgers, President Biden made an appearance at a watch party a little while after the debate, and he scarcely resembled the guy from earlier in the evening. This is really unbelievable. Watch.
Look, folks, what's going to happen over the next couple of days is they're going to be out there fact checking all the things he said.
Oh, yeah. All right. So it was the CNN moderator. Something was off there. They fed him something. It was something in the air. Once he got away from that, everything was fine. Trump, I think, is smart enough on this not to think this is all wrapped up. But he's energized, even more energized now. That's what I'm hoping is the bottom line. He's energized, and he's ready now to try to tighten this up even more so that there's no doubt they can't come back. That's where we're headed. What happens on July 11th? Do those odds go up that Judge Marchand says prison? If he does that, Trump wins the election that second. America's not going to take that now. Send this guy to prison on these phony charges. And I haven't even opened up yet. When I get into great detail, the Supreme Court ruling today on this big obstruction case with January 6 defendants that essentially they were overcharged. It was way overcharged. The case does not come up to the standard to put them in jail for 20 years. This is going to cut not just to the Trump January 6 charges, but also it's going to cut to the general sense of January 6th. I'll explain. Coming up, we had her on before, one of the Trump surrogates, particularly military. A lot of talk about Afghanistan military last night. Jesse Jane Duff will be joining us on the Dom Show here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spouses, brothers, and sisters. It's just ridiculous.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean, that, in my research of every president, I have never seen a worse statement uttered by any president. That is the worst statement ever made by an American president.
Bill, he's coached up. They're going to try to go to abortion. And I believe Trump, in his own way, in his own gut instinct, is not Ron DeSantis with the Florida law. Trump gets it. And whether it's mangled or not, he's been able to deflect in ways that other Republicans have. I don't think they're going to lay a glove on Trump when it comes to the issue of abortion in a significant way.
Dom, let me cut through a lot of this, and I hope it doesn't hurt your talk show franchise. None of this matters anymore. Abortion doesn't matter. Inflation doesn't matter. The border matters because this is an ongoing thing. Today in Syracuse, New York, another young woman killed allegedly by a migrant. Every day we've seen this. But it doesn't matter anymore. Joe Biden is not mentally capable of being president. That's it. So what Trump has to do is capitalize on that fact. It's a fact now. Where do you see the polling that comes out? All right? And say to the American people, here's what I'm going to do for you. Almost ignore Biden at this point. Biden destroyed himself. And then, but what Trump has to do to consolidate support, because believe me, they're going to come after Trump. You're going to see, it's already in motion. You're going to see accusations, new things against Trump. Where do you see what happens now? But Trump has to now address the election as, here's what I'm going to do for you. Very specifically. You can't be going, I'm going to solve the Ukraine war in 2 weeks, and don't tell anybody how. You can't keep doing that. You got to be very specific on what you are going to do. And it only has to be three or four things, most of them financial.
Right, exactly.
The border is, of course, huge. So people go, oh, abortion, oh child care, oh, none of that matters anymore. It's gone because of Biden's mental state.
Did you see that President Obama and Ron Klain are meeting with him around this time with President Biden?
Yeah, because they're trying to say to him, Joe, it's over.
Right.
That's what that meeting's about. It's over.
Yeah.
So do what LBJ did in 1968, you know, resign, say, look, I'm going to carry my term out, but I'm not going to run again, and then we'll put somebody else on the ticket.
Well, we'll see, Bill. There's still Dr. Jill Biden. I think she wants to be in the White House. You think this is easier to get him out of there?
Well, look, the Bidens live in a delusional world, but the big victory last night wasn't for Donald Trump. It was for Americans who do not want the progressive movement to take this country over, as it has in California, mm-hmm. here in New York, where I am, in Illinois. The progressive movement took an enormous blow last night. That is the takeaway here. Biden is done.
All right.
And the progressives behind him don't have really anywhere to go.
The book, Bill, Confronting the President's No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden, is out when?
September 10th, the night of the second debate, which won't be Joe Biden.
You made that point, but people can certainly pre-order right now. I mean it. I thought I knew a lot about the presidents, read several books, but just how some of them actually died, just the 29-course meals they were eating. What the heck?
Yeah.
For 100 years in the White House, Bill, we had guys that are 300 pounds, or Grant is putting on 100 pounds a time as he's president. It's crazy.
Listen, Dom, I think you're going to learn on every page you'll learn something, and it's an entertaining read. We appreciate you reading it, as always. And, you know, people will learn a lot about their country if they read Confronting the Presidents.
Thank you, Bill. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks for having me.
Can you imagine? Josh Shapiro. Oh, my God. So there's any number of them. But they must have felt that the better choice all along was Biden. Kidded themselves. The media ate and abetted him. I wasn't shocked last night. I don't think you were shocked watching this. I think he did have a... He was very hoarse in the beginning. They could have announced that, I guess. But let's zone in on Trump. Not perfect. There were a number of spots where he could have done better locking things down. But discipline, pivoted, as we talked about, out of the January 6th. I'm not in the camp, Dan. You're Mr. Conspiracy here. This was not a massive conspiracy to set up Biden. You know what I mean? That the idea was this was planned all along so they could get him out.
You don't think so?
No, it's hurting them. How is this helping them? Now it's open warfare here. Plus, Trump has some space now to kind of consolidate after last night and make several gains here.
My counter-argument would be that that's the reason why they did it so early here in June is, you know, you have enough time to recover from something like this. If you throw somebody else in there, you can come out looking, you know, a diamond after coming in coal, you know?
You really don't have a chance to recover here. I don't see it that way. It's not that much time to be recovering knowing the person. These people are unvetted. That's always a problem. You know, they haven't gotten a presidential vet here.
I mean, I see what the Democrats are going to do here, and they're going to essentially blame all their failures on Biden's mental incompetency and continue with their crap policies and put in someone and ruse the American public into thinking that they're going to be good for the country when we know they're not going to be.
Well, I don't see the chances of success with that being high, because when you have all these Democrats vying for it, they're going to be killing each other over this stuff. They're going to be slipping material in there. And Kamala Harris isn't just going to be booted out. She goes from a VP to nothing all of a sudden. She doesn't even get that. That's too much. The moderators, I didn't like it. They didn't do anything to Trump, really, though. They didn't ask tough questions of Biden, per se. Dana Bash did call him former President Trump. And Jake Tapper called him President Trump, which is the right thing to do. All right. Let's go to hit his impressions at this point. This is pretty fluid. We know that they're meeting with Biden. I do think that I still think inflation is the thing that's really hit the average American. But emotionally, what we're seeing come over from the border is big time stuff. And at this point in time, it's going to carry. Here is Anderson Cooper. This was the big moment. Now, I never would feel sorry for Kamala Harris. I mean, the worst hack imaginable. But she had to carry the load last night with Anderson Cooper questioning, how could Joe Biden been allowed to get to this point? Here's how it sounded.
CNN's John King has described a panic inside the Democratic Party right now because of President Biden's performance in tonight's debate. He's been hearing from Democratic lawmakers and others around the country. Some within your own party are wondering if President Biden should even step aside. What do you say to that?
Listen, first of all, what we saw tonight is the president making a very clear contrast with Donald Trump on all of the issues that matter to the American people. Yes, there was a slow start, but it was a strong finish. And what became very clear through the course of the night is that Joe Biden is fighting on behalf of the American people on substance, on policy, on performance. Joe Biden is extraordinarily strong.
And but I'm sorry, that on substance and policy and performance tonight, I mean, the president's performance tonight clearly was disappointing for his supporters.
Anderson
CNN is
Cooper.
Reporting Democratic lawmakers watching the debate were worried about the president's performance. One said it was a disaster. Another called it a train wreck. Those are Democrats especially worried that Biden did not punch back on Trump's lies.
Listen, people can debate on style points, but ultimately this election and who is
style
the president
points.
Of the United States has to be about substance. And the contrast is clear. Look at what happened during the course of the debate. Donald Trump lied over and over and over again, as he is wont to do.
Okay. The point is here with the moderators, et cetera, they're under fire, CNN, because they didn't jump into the ring to rescue him, as I thought they might. Then as it went on, I thought, no, they're not going to sack. This is too far gone. If it were just a little bit of Biden being off, they might have tried to help. But their read was my read and your read that this is a disaster. Biden had no one. Now the thing is, they've convinced themselves Trump is very beatable. Here is Dr. Joy Behar on The View. On The View today, it was funereal, blaming the moderators.
There was something about the debate that threw him into this state that he was in, because watch this. While Donald Trump was probably enjoying a celebratory platter of cheeseburgers, President Biden made an appearance at a watch party a little while after the debate, and he scarcely resembled the guy from earlier in the evening. This is really unbelievable. Watch.
Look, folks, what's going to happen over the next couple of days is they're going to be out there fact checking all the things he said.
Oh, yeah. All right. So it was the CNN moderator. Something was off there. They fed him something. It was something in the air.
The lights, Tom. It's the lights.
Once he got away from that, everything was fine. Trump, I think, is smart enough on this not to think this is all wrapped up. But he's energized, even more energized now. That's what I'm hoping is the bottom line. He's energized, and he's ready now to try to tighten this up even more so that there's no doubt they can't come back. That's where we're headed. What happens on July 11th? Do those odds go up that Judge Marchand says prison? If he does that, Trump wins the election that second. America's not going to take that now. Send this guy to prison on these phony charges. And I haven't even opened up yet. When I get into great detail, the Supreme Court ruling today on this big obstruction case with January 6 defendants, that essentially they were overcharged. It was way overcharged. The case does not come up to the standard to put them in jail for 20 years. This is going to cut not just to the Trump January 6 charges, but also it's going to cut to the general sense of January 6. I'll explain. Coming up, we had her on before, one of the Trump surrogates, particularly military. A lot of talk about Afghanistan military last night. Jesse Jane Duff will be joining us on The Dom Show here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.